Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Jared Hewitt, and for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be exploring some really cool stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, and I want to start off by just posing the question to you, what if today could be, and what if today was the best day of your life? What would that take? And I actually want to just get right into the questions because a lot of you have written in, a lot of you are on the line. I have a special treat at the end. We're going to do an amazing meditation around, well, you're going to find out, but there's going to be a lot of energy on this call, so make sure you hydrate. We're going to be moving a lot of energy, we're going to be moving a lot of frequencies, and particularly around abundance, and I will just throw that out there now, because that's going to be the big surprise at the end. But I want to go right to the questions, and let's see, I need to fix my volume here, and there we go.
Let's see. Jamie said, "Hi, Jared. I could use anything you can throw my way." LOL. Money's tight right now. Medical bills. Let's see. Outstanding. Oh, okay. I have an outstanding opportunity to make money, but not sure what is stopping me. I read this while the music was playing, Jamie, and I wanted to get to it. So I'm going to read the rest of it real quick. Obviously, the brain on narcotics and the pain in my hand and arms were, but they're better, and I just feel stuck and overwhelmed with everything. I'm so bummed I won't be able. Okay, so where I'm going with, and don't even worry about the other stuff. You don't even worry about the continuing and all that stuff. That's not even a thing. Well, so they just said to me, basically feel what it feels like to be in love. And then feel what it feels like, it feels to me more like a romantic love. So feel what it feels like to be in love. We could probably all do this. This would actually probably feel good for all of us. So feel what it feels like to be in love. Not because I think there's a few, I saw that in energy, there's a few people that will go to that, you know, oh, I'm not in love, or I've been in love before and it sucked and I got hurt or nobody's going to love me. Those are all places that we're just, boop, let's press pause. We're going to spin in a little bit of green light so we can just kind of allow this energy to balloon. So go to the place of feeling romantic love. And if something is coming up for you, invoke the formula around it. And do that thing that we talked about. Just notice what your thoughts are. Notice what's coming up there. Do you feel like you're not worthy of love? Do you feel like you got to lose a few pounds to be loved? Do you feel like you got to look a certain way to be loved? Do you feel like, what do you feel like you have to do to be loved? Just not needing to change it. Just honestly going, well, what? Oh, there it is. Okay, that's what I was believing about that. Okay, I recognize that. I recognize that I believe that. And right now I'm going to invoke the formula. And even though I recognize I believe that, and I'm not trying to change it, I'm just going to allow myself to go ahead and feel what it feels like to be romantically in love. And then what I want you to do, and Jamie and everyone, is go back and now direct that love, almost like the thing that you were romantically in love with was like a mirror, and it's now like being bounced right back to you. That was interesting. Some of you had like this really weird reaction when I said mirror. It was like something in the mirror changed what was coming back to you. And so I want to look at that really quickly and invoke the formula around that, knowing that the mirror is a part of you. The mirror is not something else judging you. Oh, that's really what it was. It was the idea that if you can see it, then someone else sees it. And it was the idea that the mirror, as the universe, almost had a consciousness to it. And it was mirroring back as a way to punish or show you where you needed to change. And so there's the belief in needing to change or needing to be punished or that the universe has its own agenda, as opposed to knowing that it's all a mirror of just what's inside. Just move that out. Just keep bringing in. Just feel this emerald green energy. Just allow it to flow in a lot like the golden light, but even faster. Allowing it to spin through your chakras. Everybody direct your chakras to open up because some of you have them closed down. They're a little gunked up today from whatever has been going on. We'll go ahead and bring in the golden light as well and just allow it to flow, and we'll just allow it to flow for the next few minutes while we're talking. Just cleaning out any gunk in the energy field. I think, too, a part of what this is they're just showing me the difference, and this was something that was also talked about in the blog, is the difference of being in the space that we all create in together and that we all enjoy and share, you know, on the Ning site, and then being out in the world. And actually, for a few of you, this is interesting too. It looks like there's a part in the energy that's wanting to share that love and take that love out there And in order to do that, it's kind of like going out and collecting other people's garbage and bringing it in and trying to process it for them, wanting them to change. And again, it goes back to just being the change. So you've got to allow, that'll be a place, I think, for some of you where you're going to want to right now go ahead and just invoke the formula. those of you that feel like you're impasse and that you are affected greatly by energy, there is a template underneath several levels. I think some people would say it dimensionally. Some people would say it's, you know, in a certain field. I would just say it's underneath there quite a few different layers of things. But there is the idea that I feel other people's pain to the point that there is a commitment to wanting to change that pain. And from that commitment to wanting to change that pain comes a very, 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 very old and deep template of taking that pain on, thinking that if you transmute it through yourself, it will be transmuted for that person. And sometimes that actually, you know, is the case. And at the same time, if they're wanting to transmute it, they will find a way to transmute it. They are sovereign just as you are sovereign, and there's no need to really take it on. And you can transmute just as easily by loving them and by loving and loving yourself than you can through taking something, physically taking it into your energy field and trying to transmute it on their behalf. So that said, we're going to also invoke the violet flame to move everything out and just allow that energy to there we go, percolate. And it was like, I'm going to keep on doing that for a minute because that one felt like it went pretty deep. So just feeling that romantic love bounced back. There's something else to do, Jamie. It's around the fear because the movie I just went to was a horror movie. What is it? Well, that's interesting. The words that I got were the fear of liberation. And so there's a place, and I get that this kind of goes back to the accident, that there's a place that says it's not safe to be free. And I'm wondering why it's not safe to be free. And it just looks like because freedom has this kind of la, 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 but it's like a what they're showing me is almost like a you know, like a Miss Havisham type in a wedding dress, sort of like in a field, like just kind of Looney Tunes. So there's this place that I think what it's saying is freedom is ultimately, you know, being very ungrounded and untethered and living in a reality that doesn't exist. And so as you got closer to being free, it's time to smack yourself back down into quote-unquote reality. And the words I actually heard, this isn't like me, this is the word I heard, was, and get your shit together. But it's from that, and I don't mean that at all, but it's that's the energy pulling off of you. So it's the place in you, again, just my read on it, that says, you know, it's not safe to be out there. What the F are you doing? You are not supposed to be, you know, living a life of freedom and joy and effortlessness. Stop that right now and snap back to reality. So for whatever definitions we may be holding around what reality is, that's not the highest thing there. Well, wow. The highest thing there is I am the highest answer. So it's whatever limitation we might be holding around what, there we go, what the highest, sorry, they were like, yeah, there you go, what the highest answer might be, we're going to invoke the formula around that. Okay, we're good there. I want to go up there, tell me one more of these, and then I can go to the phone. Caroline, how am I to take responsibility for the any? Oh, this is going back to the Neo article. Jody was talking about Neo from The Matrix, and I think I said something to the effect of, you know, we all have our inner Neo, who is the sort of reluctant, fearful hero coming into their own, awakening into a new reality and choosing to go ahead and do that. We all have our inner Morpheus who is, you know, I probably said it way more eloquently than this in the blog, but we all have our inner Morpheus who is looking for a savior to some extent and wanting somebody to save him because he doesn't quite believe that he has what it takes. We all have Trinity. And I was loving the names, actually, from the movie. I'd never realized it until I was saying this in the blog. You know, Trinity, who loves and struggles and fights, but ultimately, you know, wants the best, and we all have our own, you know, Mr. Smith, the virus from the movie, who sometimes consciously or unconsciously fights to keep control and fights for limitation. And then I use the example that there's also the, you know, we all have our own inner oracle in the movie, and the oracle was someone who knew the secrets of the world, yet chose to stay in the world so that she could teach and train and show people the way out. And so Caroline says, How am I to take responsibility for that inner oracle who sees clearly but chooses confines and even, quote-unquote, leaves because now it is time now to be all that I am? An example, I've created miracles with your energetic tools and my commitment to them. They want me to stay at my position when it confines me, equals I am in California when my physical body is still in Ohio, learning way less than my skill level merits. And if you are so guided, please shed light on what you see for me as steps to be free. she's cute. I cannot afford to stop now. It would be quitting. Okay, when you say money has never been, what she said, money has never been real to me, and I am allowing all energy to honor me now. When I say money's never been real to you, or 3D money, I'm sorry, that's a very true statement. But when I say you're allowing all energy to honor me, there is a little bit of a no in that. And it's funny because I didn't even see that you'd put 3D money in there at first. When I say you're allowing the 3D environment and the world to honor and bless you, no. There's still a little bit of judgment around, interestingly enough, what prosperity means in the 3D world. So we're going to invoke the formula around the belief that prosperity in the 3D world means there's a litany of energy, so we're just going to invoke the formula there. I'm going back to the question around the confines. It had to do with knowing that you can be who you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, and be all that you are. And there's a belief that when I'm whole, I'm separate. And so I think that's part of what it is to be in Ohio. Is that what you said? Yeah. And in California. So we're going to invoke the formula around knowing that you can be whole, and being whole means you can be in one place at one time, or you can be in two places at one time. And it really is up to how you choose. And when I say there's anything else, there is, but it goes back again to choice. Well, and so then when I said, what does that mean and where are we going with that, what came back up was, this is going to be the best day of my life. So, and then the other song that came in was, what is that, I Won't Cry for Yesterday, Ordinary World, old song, I think that was the Velvet Underground. And so there's the, well, that actually goes with the 3D comment. So there's the idea that the fifth dimensional living is, that's the best day of my life. Well, the 3D is, well, that's kind of the want place of the ordinary world, and I don't want an ordinary world where people just are surviving, but I want a world in which people are thriving. And so part of what it is to bring that 5D, or however you want to call it, those great feelings basically into reality, is to understand that reality doesn't have to be three-dimensional, fourth-dimensional, fifth-dimensional. Reality can simply be the beingness of you experiencing, expanding, and radiating who you are. And in that space, you can be in whatever dimensional experience you want to be in while radiating all that it is. And there's a big belief that just came in for the group because it was like, no, you can't be fifth dimensional in 3D reality. You're going to get sucked in. So let's invoke the formula there. Breaking any kind, it's like taking a big samurai sword to any of the gunk or the ties that are around that, understanding that to be in the world is not to be of the world. To be in it is not to be tied to it, attached to it, beholden to it in any way, shape, or form. It's to be able to be totally, totally free and autonomous and move through the world functioning however joyfully it is that you want to function. And then Linda, when she said California, that brought me back to your question that I saw earlier on around – it was funny because even when her question said, hi, Jared, I've been feeling a pull to move. And as soon as I saw move, I saw Southern California. And then she said, I'm feeling my work will end soon and have been contemplating where to move. The question was posed to me this past weekend, when are you moving to Southern California? I laughed because that's where I feel I will move to. Well, that's where I have seen your energy. I know even in a private a long time ago, we talked about the energy of Santa Monica. And I don't even necessarily see Santa Monica. Kind of you feel more Southern California, even farther south than that. Over the next few days, I kept running into people expressing how expensive it is to live where they are, some expressing they can no longer afford to live where they're living. I realize these are all reflections of my own fears around abundance. Yes, ma'am. How will I support myself, et cetera? This is a big one for me. It's a big one for everyone, I think. And one of the issues I feel holding myself back from truly being who I am. Yes, and part of the energy of that is saying that who I am is dictated by what I can afford to be. And what I can afford to be is, of course, limited by my financial surroundings. And so going back to the discussion I was having with my buddy today, it's the idea of, okay, what makes you who you are? if you, you know, we were talking about, I said, okay, so if you can spend a half an hour with your kids and that half an hour looking at the joy that that can bring you, that joy allows you to feel, you know, that your heart is opening up and you're expanding. And when you're expanded, you feel better. And when you feel better, you know, he was talking about how his wife was saying he was grumpy. And I said, well, you know, you're expanded, you feel better. You're not grumpy. So your relationship with your wife improves. Your relationship with your wife improves. And suddenly you're having more inspired and fun times with her and the kids, which makes life as a whole feel better. And as life as a whole feels better, you're able to suddenly realize, wait, maybe this job actually feels better, or maybe this job doesn't resonate at all, and you're able to get more clarity and actually go and see and find the thing that you want to do. But you've got to give yourself permission and space to find that thing. Within that, you've also got to give yourself space and permission to be who you are, be how you are, and to actually enjoy it, and to enjoy who you are, how you are, not to want to change who you are all the time, not to want to fight who you are, not to think who you are needs to be doing better, who you are would be better with a little bit of money, who you are would be better with anything else, but just realizing that who you are, and I understand, I've certainly shared my past stories around finances, and I understand that there was a part of me that just felt worthless, but that was what was creating the outside showing up saying, hey, you're not worth anything. So you've got to be able to find those places within. And when you can find those places within, you will be really honestly surprised. You mentioned something about not being able to afford where certain people were living. And I happen to, if you're talking about the people specifically who in Southern California, I know what their rent is, and it's pretty high. And if I would have told those people, you know, a year ago, that's where they would be, at least one of those people would have absolutely, you know, scoffed at that, because they were having some of the same issues. And so it's like when they were like, you know what, we're going to do it, we're going to leap, this is what feels right, everything in the world, that wasn't where we have, so I'll kind of back up without naming names, but we have some friends down in Laguna, and their original plan was to live in Beverly Hills. And when they went out there, some, you know, just somewhere in that area, that's where they were staying. And well, I guess they were staying there, but they were going to go look in places in Southern California. And when they opened up to moving on down into Southern California, it was like, bam, they found a place. You know, coming over from another country, there were really no credit. And so that was, you know, every place you want to live in Los Angeles, well, come on, they all require, you know, like a 10-year credit history report. They found a place on Craigslist that was like cash only, no credit, didn't matter, beautiful place. And then suddenly it was like, well, yeah, let's do this. And then it was like, well, the energy of doing it became so much fun that it actually became fun to think of other new ways to expand the working environment so that the ability to live there wasn't, you know, a struggle or wasn't a strife. And so as that expanded, it's kind of like everything fell into place. And I know we talk a lot about synchronicity, but a lot of times it really does come down to, there's also, I was going to say, it just comes down to knowing and trusting and believing in yourself and then committing to whatever it is you're going to commit to. And, you know, going back to even committing to, you know, building a house. You commit to build a house, and I'm talking about like physically, if you're going to like chop down, you know, trees or you know, make some dirt and sticks, whatever you're doing to make the house, you may commit to it and go, yes, I really want this house. There are going to be days when you're out there working and swinging that axe and you're like, oh God, this sucks. You know, but it's not like it's more from a place of like, man, I'm so excited to get this, and you know, like, this is not my favorite thing to do right now, but like the excitement over the end result that vibration far exceeds any of the other vibrations, and so there's this overall positive outlook. And so that's part of what, you know, when we talk about focusing on the end result, it's not, you know, go into dreamy land and think about it, because you don't, it's not about thinking about it. It's about creating those feelings. And when you can create those feelings allow you to have a different relationship with yourself and the world. And that different relationship allows you to have the space where new ideas can form and new things can happen. And you can do things in a way where it doesn't feel like work. And it feels like you really moving and expanding and moving into all that you are. We're going to do something in just a minute that I'm kind of excited about. A lot of times with a lot of us, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, yes, I did it. I climbed this mountain, or I feel great. Now what? Where do I go from here? And so clearing the physical and mental clutter, the physical clutter is sometimes It's knowing, okay, and not, again, not trying to figure out, but knowing what feels good, knowing what to do in the world. And so clearing that physical clutter is clearing out a lot of, you know, maybe it's the people who are telling you, like, my friend, that's stupid. Nobody's going to, you know, that's stupid. Nobody does that. Who does that? That's not a thing. That's not a real job. It's clearing out any of the people, you know, it's even clearing your physical space. Sometimes, you know, if we're in a place that may be small or it's cramped or we've got a lot of stuff, there's a lot of junk, it just feels like there's not a lot of room to flow. I know one of the things that I did several years ago in Los Angeles when I moved, instead of putting things sort of out or sticking them in closets, I just donated like a ton of stuff. And some of it was probably stuff I could have still used, but it just felt really freeing. And I'm sure some of it I was like, oh my gosh, now I have to go buy that because I actually needed that. Not needed it, but it was like, well, I have enough in every moment. And so it was kind of committing to this idea of clearing my space and just creating a space for some new things. It's kind of like, you know, if you've got a full closet, there's not really any room to put anything new if you're wanting, you know, a new dress or whatever. It's just the idea is clearing your physical space and giving yourself, in a way, it also goes back to what we were talking about shorting out. It's giving yourself space for all of these things to come in and all of these things to land. And sometimes, you know, there's a reason out with the old and with the new is you know, as a well-known adage. As it is, because there is something to that. And it's not necessarily, you know, oh, this is old, it's horrible, it's garbage. It may be some really great stuff. There may be some things in your life that are still great that you just no longer resonate with. Sometimes that happens with relationships. It happens with the people in our lives. That doesn't say that we're not dishonoring those relationships. It doesn't say that, you know, they didn't serve. It's not belittling that in any way. It's just saying, you know what, I'm going to create a new space because the space that was occupied here, I value it very much and it's amazing. And now I'm going to go on and create something even bigger and something even better and give myself room to advance. And so there's that energy in it. Then there's also clearing the mental clutter, which is all of the thoughts that we have, all of the commitments we've made. And you'll actually have a better understanding of what that is when I play what I want to play for you. When I looked at what would everybody benefit from the most, for people to really be able to come out of this and say, you know what, like I have a much better understanding of who I am and what I'm on the planet for. And it was to play that track, and it was clearing the physical clutter and the mental clutter. And so I uploaded it at the very beginning of the call, and so I need to check on it really quickly and see if it's like baking cookies. I need to see if they're ready, although that makes me hungry. So, yes, it's here. So, hold on. I have another way I can do this if it didn't. It's not in there. Nope, it's in there. Okay. So this is all about clearing the mental clutter and clearing the physical clutter. And whatever, I know there's a lot of people that have their hands up, and whatever that was, if we didn't get to it from that, my intention certainly is that it clears from this, because this is all about whatever the clutter is. This is about you being able to see more clearly, to take the actions that you want to take, even if it's just allowing the energy to clear up, if there's an energetic thing, if there's a physical thing. But it really is all about, well, I'm just going to let you experience it, because it really is one of the more powerful things. But wherever you are in your journey, I hope that my hope for you is that you have learned from this experience and that you've expanded from this experience and that you have a better, and I don't mean that in terms of better or worse, but you have a broader understanding that's more filled with love and more open to expansion around who you are and what you're here to do, and really have a more of a grasp on just how really awesome you are and how great you are and how loved you are, and the unlimited potential of who you are and all of the things that you can be. So I just wanted to say that as well. And I'm going to leave us tonight with this energy journey, which is clearing the clutter. And I'm going to hit play. And if it doesn't work, I've got a backup plan. But here we go.
Welcome to Removing the Clutter, Mental and Physical. This track was formulated to open the subconscious mind through pineal stimulation to really release any deep-seated trauma encoded in the DNA of your cells, bringing a sense of grounding and uplifting through emotional release, as well as an elevated spiritual consciousness, allowing not just that mental clutter to transmute and begin to lift, but to also aid in removing any physical clutter that may be in your life, any physical blocks you may have to manifesting all that you desire. As the frequencies of this track begin to build, and as the energy begins to build around you and in you, set your intention right now not to move your way through the minefield of the clutter, but to allow all of those places in you that may be a little foggy, a little full, allowing those places to open up and release. Our outer world is a mirror and a reflection of our inner world, and sometimes our inner world is so cluttered with old paradigms and old thoughts that we're not quite able to see our way or feel our way into who we truly are, who we've truly become, who we've evolved into. And that can also manifest in the outer world. That can manifest in a myriad of ways, including physical clutter. Whether it be clutter physically in the bodies with the meridians shutting down, causing different types of manifestations, but it can also be clutter around the house, clutter around the office. So allow this energy of clutter now to begin transmuting, allowing yourself to know at the deepest level that you are completely held safe and secure by all that is. In fact, there's no need for safety because beyond the polarity of safe and unsafe exists the truth of who you truly are. The creation of all that is. As we allow these frequencies and the energy to build, stimulating a sense of harmony and balance within the mind and the body, helping to release any anger or memory trauma from the cells, bringing about more peace, as well as emotional well-being, letting go of negative emotions and releasing frustration, enabling you to begin to progress in a perceptually positive way, opening up to the love and the joy and the freedom that comes from being able to navigate a path free from clutter. Beginning to change any electrical charges in your field that may be holding on to negative memories. And this may have powerful effects in helping you move past any emotional barriers, enabling you to achieve higher awareness, compelling you to forgive and really let go, cleansing and clearing. Clearing the mind, the body, the spirit, all that you are. Any place in you that feels as if maybe you can't prevent thoughts or ideas or arguments that you don't desire from entering your mind. Allowing yourself to know your true sovereignty and your true strength. Allowing those thoughts that cause worry and fear, and even the places and spaces in your mind or in the energy field that says, if I release those places, what I'm really releasing is the awareness, yet in my non-awareness, I won't be prepared, I won't be ready for whatever it is that's going to come and knock me down or sweep me out. Allowing those places to be transmuted by these frequencies, allowing your heart to open up to giving and receiving, knowing that as you open up to giving and receiving fully, you don't need to hold on to anything. As you let go of what you're holding on to, you open up to being able to receive what you truly need. And in this case, what you're truly needing and what you're truly asking for is the experiencing the expansion of receiving it all. Yet so many times we hold on so tightly to what we think is ours and what we think will get us there, what we think we're wanting to create. When the universe is asking us to open up, to let go, so allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to move into the energy of the blank page, of the still point. Allowing the mind to begin to declutter. Beginning to see off in the distance a small golden dot. And as you direct all of your energy to focus and tune into that dot, allow it to come closer and closer and become bigger and bigger, until it becomes a great tube of golden light. And allow this golden light, this column, to move right through your body, surrounding you, holding you lovingly in this transmutative state. Allowing all the places and the spaces in the mind to clear. Allowing for regeneration and renewal. New neural pathways forming. Directing yourself to open new channels. New channels of information, but also new channels of experience, new channels of bringing in money. Knowing that by releasing whatever's cluttering your life, you're opening up to knowing that in every single moment, you have exactly what you need. And whatever you need, you have the ability to create. Therefore, you don't need to hold on to anything. And any place and space in you that may be holding on to mental clutter simply because there's a part of you that doesn't quite know that you can create whatever it is you want in every single moment, allow this golden column to begin to spin in a clockwise direction. Allow it to begin to spin around you, and as it spins and picks up speed, allow it to form a magnetic property that pulls out all of the electrically charged ions and the electrically charged negative energetic experiences in you. Allow it to pull out any negative beliefs, any templates of limitation and lack, and allow it to transmute these experiences and templates as it pulls them out of your energy system. Allow this beautiful column of golden light now to spin and pick up even more speed. And as it pulls these things out of your energy bodies, allow another golden light to begin to form and flow through you, moving through the top of your chakras, starting at the crown, coming right in through the top, moving all the way down to the pituitary, the pineal gland, cleansing the third eye, moving down through the nose, through the back of the throat, cleansing the throat chakra, moving down to the place of the ascended heart, right about the thyroid location, allowing this energy to now expand and be sent out all through your neural network, the energetic pathways, the electronic pathways of you. Allowing this golden energy now to be moving all throughout the channels of you, cleansing and clearing. As this column continues to spin, allow this golden light to drip and move, flow bigger and bigger all the way down to the tips of your toes, moving through every single chakra in your body. Feel this golden light penetrating and permeating all that you are, taking with it and transmuting all of the mental clutter, all of the physical clutter, opening up the DNA, opening up the RNA, opening up the places and spaces in you that you are wanting to open. Opening you up to a new experience of you. Feel this light penetrating at every level. Just breathe as the golden light continues to move through. Allowing it to move through every single place and space in your physical body, filling you up, filling your space up. As this golden light fills your entire body, allow everything that's being pulled from this golden column to transmute, and allow your feet to open up, and allow this golden light now to not just move and fill up your body, but to begin to move through you. And as it fills you up, allow it to begin to pour out the bottoms of your feet, filling up the spaces around you, and allow it to continue to pour out until it's filled up a space 9 feet in either direction. Allow this golden light to pour forth into your existence, transmuting and changing and bringing with it the energies of abundance, and joy and love, clearing a path, establishing new networks, new thought processes, new possibilities and potentials, allowing this energy to flood your environment, to flood your mind, to flood your body, transmuting and changing, clearing a path. Clearing the path to abundance and joy and love. Allow the light to flow. And as you begin to journey back into full conscious awareness, become aware that you are returning to awareness with a clean slate, leaving all of the baggage and stories in this beautiful golden column, allowing them to be transmuted, allowing you to step forward into life in a sphere of golden light, surrounded in 9 feet in all directions and all sides, moving forward in the power and the glory of the I am that I am, as this energy clears a path both inside and outside, allowing you to see clearly and travel freely and abundantly down the road of life. And so it is. Namaste.
Just breathe. Breathe that in. Just let that energy flow through you, to you, with you, as you.
That wasn't me. that wasn't the track. That was actually me. I'm loopy. I hope that you all enjoyed that. I want to say thank you. Next week we are going to be talking about health, and we're going to be talking about a call to action, and we're going to be talking about what your views around that mean. So I hope that you will be with me for that call. We're going to really get into, I think, the tentative title is You're Not Broken. So many times when things are wrong with us, we want to fix them, like we talked about tonight. And to fix things, we have to hold on to things. And that's where the old adage, what you resist persists, comes from. So that is a place in a space where we're going to really go deep next week and really look at all of the spaces and places where we are allowing ourselves to hold ourselves back, where we're allowing ourselves to hold ourselves in limitation. So I just want to say thank you for everyone for being here tonight. If you are interested in what we just did tonight, the energy journey is called Clearing the Physical and Mental Clutter. It's part of actually a 21 energy journey program that I just created about a month and a half ago. It was about a 6 month, well, it was a lifetime long project, but there are 21 of those. What we just listened to was number one, and actually, I can tell you all exactly what's in there, because we have a little bit of time left, and I can kind of go over, and we can actually start working a little bit of that energy, so you can get, like, a whole bunch of stuff done while we're on the call here tonight, if I can find it. Here we go. Give me 1 second, I'll pull it up. The miracle of live radio. So like I said, there was 21 of them, and for those of you that don't know my story, I have a long story. I met Dee, almost 15 years ago, when I basically thought I was dying. I had horrible heart problems, and I would go tachycardic for no reason at all. You know, 1 minute my pulse would be regular, the next minute it would be 210. My heart couldn't keep a beat. In retrospect, what that was about is my heart couldn't really be me. It couldn't keep the beat of me. It couldn't be me out in the world. I've told this story before, and some of you may have heard it, some of you may have not, where I went away for a weekend and ended up staying in that place for 6 weeks because I was so afraid to go home, so afraid to go home. And that's such a great metaphor, because I had a lot of stuff around just what I was and wasn't allowed to do, and one of the things that manifested at one point in time was I had about $86,000 in debt. And I'm not talking about like student debt. I know I sound young, but I'm 35. That is young. That's still young. But at one point in my life, I had about $86,000 in debt, and I did not own my house. I drove a car that was very old. And so if you go, actually, if you'll go, you can actually read my story. I wrote it. It's on jaredhewitt.com, jaredhewett.com. But I talk about how I wound up $86,000 in debt, and all of the different things that we buy into, and the things that we buy into about money, the stories about money. And so using the work that Dee and I have been doing together now for almost 15 years, I took the top 21, well, really the only 21. There could have been 22, but I crunched two of them together because I thought they went together. So we start off with clear your lineage, genetic blocks, and beliefs. And the energies in this program or in that track are all about reprogramming, regenerating, really creating new beliefs and clearing, cleansing the old beliefs, beliefs that have been passed down through genealogy, through the lineage of your particular family, but also through the family of mankind. So there's a whole lot around that, things you're courted to around a life of debt and suffering and martyrdom and all of the, just the kind of junk that we've been taught through religion and through through politics, all of the different places of control in our life. So that moves us over to, I'll just read these really quickly. There's letting go of past relationships with money. And again, if you want to kind of read what the tracks are about and the energies in the track, and we can invoke the formula for these as we go along. But there's letting go of past relationships with money, which is a big one. This is all about creating a new relationship with money, where money's not about control, where money's about expression. And I know that is something that we as light workers talk about a lot, but not a lot of people are able to bridge that gap and find a way, create a way to use that and create their own template. And so that's really what this program is all about. It's called Infinite Abundance, and it really is about taking you beyond any place you've ever been before and really moving you into a place. And it's all of the tools that I use to go from basically broke to very well off, I'm very happy to say. And it took even a lot of energy work to be able to say that, as Dee would tell you. I've been very successful, and I'm very, very humble about it in a loving way. Yet there was a place I had to get to within myself of saying, you know what, I am good, and what I do does matter, and I do have a voice, and I do want to be seen. So moving on, there's clearing anger, which is not just anger around money, but it's anger at the decisions you've made, the choices you've not made. There's all kinds of anger issues when it comes to money, anger at people who have it, angry that you don't, or angry that you didn't do the right thing, quote unquote, with it. So we move into, there's letting go of blame, clearing, releasing, eliminating the fear of change, clearing lack and limitation, clearing the disbelief and fog of massive numbers, which is basically like, I can't imagine. So it's that place of, wow, I can't imagine what it would be like to pay off my house. I can't imagine what it would be like to be free of debt. I can't imagine what it would be like to make X amount of money. I can't imagine that. And so this is the place where we really go through using the cocktail and reformulate your brain, reformulating and resetting the neural network so that you can not only imagine it, but begin to realize the possibilities and the potentials. There's releasing and letting go of shame, clearing the matrix of money, letting go and releasing the fear of overwhelm of debt. That's a big one for a lot of us. And again, we invoke the formula on all of these as we go. Feeling worthy to receive, removing your core beliefs and blocks, removing the clutter, which is the one that we just did. That's number 13. Clearing doubt. It's, you know, that place of where we get right up to the brink and then we feel like we just can't do it. Eliminating and clearing self-sabotage, which is a big one. Erasing the programs and templates that cause fear of success, another big one. Money habits that no longer serve. Those of you with credit card debt, this is a big one. Releasing your money guilt, that's all about letting you off the hook, starting to love yourself, releasing rejection, removing resistance. There's clearing the fear of loss, and that's basically about knowing that there's always enough. And then creating total abundance. That's where we finish, because that's really the place that we move into. So again, if you would like to read some of the testimonials, this program's only been out for I finished it about 6 weeks ago. I think it's only been out about a month, if that even. So go check it out. It is, again, called Infinite Abundance, and it is at jaredhewitt.com. That's jaredhewitt.com, and it's Infinite Abundance. And until then, I will be back with you next week. We will probably be also doing some awesome stuff. The plan right now is to talk about really the idea that what health is, what our bodies are, what this world is, what this universe is, and to really understand there are some places and spaces that with little bitty tweaks, we can change our lives in amazing, amazing ways. And so with all of that said, it's been a pleasure. And I hope that you will tune in again next week as Dee is on her vacation, but as we go through and do some amazing energy work together and really, really not only change the world, but we change the world by changing us, and that's what we're here to do. And so I love you all, and it's been a pleasure spending this hour with you. And until next week, I am that I am, and so are you. Bye-bye.